In response to Ram's invitation, Hanuman expressed his opinion in clear, sweet, and pregnant words. Why should you ask for our advice? Not even Brihaspati, guru of the gods, has anything to tell you that you do not already know. If it is dangerous to admit the Bhishan, how is the danger met by delay and trial? And where is the time or opportunity for a test? Moreover, Vibhishan has not approached us secretly. He has come to us with frank openness and a clear object. What is there for scouts to discover about him? It has been said by some that his sudden advent is suspicious. But why? What wonder is there if Vibhishan became disgusted with Ravan and foresaw his certain disgrace and a defeat? What wonder is there if he recognized your heroic virtues and nobility and the certainty of your victory? To me, the time and manner of his coming give no room for suspicion. It has been suggested that before admitting him, our leaders should put to him questions and examine his answers. But one who knows that he is suspected would cease to speak or behave naturally. He would be afraid that we are out to find only faults in him, and thus his real nature will not be revealed. I see no cause for suspicion in the face or speech of this Rakshasa suppliant. His carefree looks disclose a guiltless heart. The wise say that the face is a perfect mirror of the heart. I think that Vibhishan has come here honestly to seek sanctuary at your feet. And there is nothing strange in his action. He knows Ravan's real weakness. He knows that the Lord of Lanka is fated to fall. He knows, too, that you have slain Bali and given his kingdom to Sugriv. Granting that his real motive is to secure for himself, the sovereignty of Lanka, there is nothing wrong in it, and certainly it is a guarantee that he will be loyal to us. Hence, I feel that we should admit him. The Vanar chiefs thus differed in their views. Ram, steadfast in his own duty, found satisfaction in Hanuman's utterance and said, "If a man comes as a friend, how can I reject him? It is against the law of my life. All of you, my friends and helpers, should know this. Once a man surrenders himself, one should overlook all his faults." But Sugriv was not satisfied. He said,
"This Rakshasa has on his own deserted his brother, whose cause he considers lost. How can one put faith in a person who forsakes his own brother in his need?"
Ram said to Sugriv, "I see what you mean, but listen. It is natural for kings to suspect brothers and neighbor kings. Good kings who entertain no such suspicion are exceptions. Most kings imagine that their brothers envy them. What wonder then if Ravan suspected and insulted Vibhishan? It follows that Vibhishan feared danger to himself if he stayed on in Lanka. I conclude, therefore, that he has no sinister motive against us in coming here for refuge. Let us go further and grant that he has eyes on the kingdom, expecting Ravan's defeat at our hands. Even in this ambition, there is nothing wrong. We can't expect all people to be like my brother Bharat." Having said this, Ram was silent for a moment, lost in remembrance of Bharat's selfless love. Who in this world is as lucky as I am? Who has a brother like Bharat? And what a father I had! His love for me was so great that his life fled when I came away to the forest. And who else is blessed like me to have friends such as you? Having spoken thus, he wiped the tears in his eyes and went back to the subject on hand. I see no point in the argument that Vibhishan will forsake us as he has forsaken his brother. He had cause for forsaking his brother, and can have none for leaving us. We do not want Lanka, and if, as is natural, he wants it, he can get it only through our victory. From the point of view of policy, it would be a mistake to reject the Vibhishan. But there is a stronger reason. When one comes to me for refuge, I cannot reject him. This is my duty. It does not matter if, as a result of this, I suffer. Even at the cost of life, I must do this duty of mine. Never can I deviate from it. Truly, I tell you, even if Ravan himself came to me for sanctuary, I would accept him without hesitation. How then can I reject his brother, who has done me no wrong? Go and fetch Vibhishan. Then Sugriv said,
My Lord Ram, it is wonderful how clearly the right way stands out when you speak. I see things clearly now. Yes, I shall go and bring Vibhishan. May he too become a loving friend of yours, just like us.